Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Many people are trying to get through this month without having any alcohol. Of course, for me, it's about giving up root beer. But if you're trying to cut back on alcohol, Marianne has done a little research and is here to tell you why dry January is an even better idea than you may think.
Yeah, as the new year begins, lots of people are embracing dry January, which is, it's a month-long challenge, in case you haven't heard, to ditch alcohol and reset your mind and your body. But, you know, it's more than just a trend, Bob. The benefits of going booze-free for 31 days are backed by science and personal success stories. So taking a break from alcohol can do wonders for your health, your mood, and even your wallet.
Okay, tell us why.
Okay, so here are 10 compelling reasons why dry January might be the perfect way to start the year fresh and focused. So
I know it's more than just saving money, right?
Yeah. Are you ready to write these down?
Oh, should I? I guess so. I mean, you know what? I feel like I should start drinking after the morning I've had today. But okay, yeah, I'm ready now.
Okay, we all know that's a joke, and you're not going to start drinking. In the decades I've known you, I mean, I think you've had like two beers, or, you know, you like to get a little sip of my wine and then that's it. But anyway, here are the 10 things. So the first one is improved sleep quality. So according to the National Sleep Foundation, alcohol disrupts your REM sleep cycles. I know this for a fact. I don't know if anybody else feels it. And I think also the older you get, the more this happens. Cutting it out helps to stabilize your sleep patterns, and you get deeper, more restorative sleep, and you leave, you know, you wake up feeling refreshed and energized. The next one is increased energy levels. So scientists say that without alcohol, your body doesn't have to work as hard to process toxins, and that results in a noticeable boost in energy. So alcohol does require a lot of metabolic energy to process, leaving the body fatigued.
So, since I don't drink, what is my excuse for having low energy and bad sleep?
You do a morning show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Okay, clearer skin. The American Academy of Dermatologists says that alcohol causes dehydration and inflammation, and those can negatively affect your skin health, and a month without it improves hydration and reduces inflammation, so you get a natural glow.
Good, then I won't even have to use Clearasil.
Yeah, exactly. Better mental clarity. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism warns that alcohol impairs cognitive function, and taking a break restores mental sharpness. So no more foggy thinking. Also, there's weight management. Oh my goodness, I love this one because I have actually noticed it. I haven't been drinking this January, although that may change tonight, I'm not sure. But the CDC says that alcohol contains empty calories and can trigger cravings for unhealthy foods, and skipping it may help with weight loss. Also, I think that, at least for me, when I have a glass of wine during dinner, my decisions about what else I'm going to eat that night are impaired. And even if I don't feel like I'm drunk or anything, it's just a glass of wine, I say yes to many things that I normally wouldn't eat.
Does that also follow other questions you may get asked by me, for example, of, you know, something I may want to do tonight? Never mind.
What are you talking about? All right. Better digestive health. We'll talk about that later, Bob. So check this out from the Mayo Clinic. Alcohol irritates the stomach lining and leads to bloating and digestive discomfort. Abstaining improves gut health. Now, that's happened to me, too. I mean, I think none of these things used to happen to me when I was, like, in my 20s and 30s. And now it's just, like, they all happen. Strengthened immune system. The Cleveland Clinic weighs in too, saying that alcohol can weaken your immune system, making you more susceptible to illness. And a pause allows your body to recover. and allows you to better fight off colds and flu and other illnesses.
You know, no bar is going to let you in anymore after this.
I know. I'm incognito right now. Okay, financial savings. Not drinking can significantly reduce your spending, whether it's a night out at a restaurant or alcohol at home. You know how that is. Now the drinks are like, I mean, sometimes you go to a bar and a drink is like $18 or $20. It's ridiculous. It adds so much to the bill, right?
Yeah, you can get away with a fairly cheap meal if you don't drink. And even the mocktails are expensive.
The mocktails are also expensive. That's why I am going to give you some recipes for that. But the last one is just a sense of accomplishment. Successfully completing Dry January can really boost your confidence and prove your ability to set and achieve health goals. And it sets the tone for a successful year ahead.
So you've got a drink, a recipe on Savvy Planet?
Yeah, and because we are in, you know, part of Dry January this month, I've been giving you mocktail recipes, and I've got this really delicious and refreshing mojito mocktail recipe that is made with, I think it's when you muddle the mint leaves that you really feel like you're having a cocktail. And you're going to love this one, Bob. You say you love mojitos, but that, you know, you only love the ones that are missing the rum.
That's right, I do. For this recipe and many others, you can follow Marianne by subscribing to the website, SavvyPlanet.com. That's Savvy-Planet.com. You put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. And you can get weekly recipes and all sorts of Savvy tips. And don't forget to check out the five Savvy things on the website as well, SavvyPlanet.com. I'm the guinea pig for all recipes, so I'm very happy because they're all good.
Thank you for being the guinea pig. Thank you for trying them all out. And I know that you end up eating like really great and healthy food because of it. Thank you.
I'm ready for my mocktail mojito right now.
Yes, very refreshing. You can even have that for breakfast.
It's a good idea. Thank you, Marianne.